a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents was a walking distance. It's far, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and breathe.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How you guys doing? How are you feeling today? As for me, I like the way I'm feeling now. Alright, it's still the Tobyversary birthday series. And today we're talking about things I'm grateful for, I'm thankful for. You know, the last two episodes I talked about how one of my biggest influences is discontent and discomfort. You know, I'm just like, well, I don't like where I am now. I don't like this. I don't like that. I'm just in an uncomfortable situation. So it has been one of the things that propelled me to actually seek for better situations in life. And also talked about how, like, me changing into somebody that complains. I'm always complaining of one thing or the other, ranting, because I'm always seeing how things are not going well. But then today, I decided to take a break from all that, actually count my blessings, you know, stay and do the whole gratitude thing. I mean, there should be some things that I'm grateful for, you know, something that have worked out this year that I should be able to point out and not just the negatives that discomfort me and I complain about. So without further ado, let us get into it. I listed quite a few here. Is it a few? I think it's about 30 things that I'm grateful for. So let's get into it and, yeah, list them. Number one, life. I'm grateful for life. I mean, I'm still alive. Maybe now who they're alive, they complain. It's not because I'm alive that I have mouth to complain or this complain. Number two, change. Change is a beautiful thing, you know. And I wonder how people that just resist change a lot, and like if you open yourself up to change, you just see how dynamic life is. Without change, life would just be wanting. I mean, you already know nothing new is happening. But then I'm grateful for good health. Yeah, considering the beginning of the year in January, I was really sick. But after that, I've just been in good health and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for good friends. Yeah, my friends are the best in the world, and I'm not even capping. If they say, yo, good friend competition, I'm going to win, because the friends around me, yo, they are amazing, they are everything. Next, I'm grateful for talents. I'm grateful for, you know, skills and talent, how I can actually maybe create something out of nothing, start a podcast with zero experience, actually do this whole badass writing thing without, I don't know, without thinking about it, actually figure life out while being confused and uncertain. That's next level talent. I'm not even kidding. I'm grateful for shelter. Yeah. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. Many people do not. Even moving to Unilag and not getting hostel, this place I'm staying, you know, me even getting it was a whole miracle. I'm actually really grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm not kidding. I'm grateful for books. Speaking of books, you should buy me Will Smith's book now. Should I have to beg? His memoir, I be his autobiography, Will. And then the Barack Obama own, A Promised Land. Please now. Eh? Thank you. I know you guys love me. Just send it to me as birthday gift, anything. I'm grateful for humor and laughter. Yo, I'm all about the laughter, really. even though I didn't laugh so much this year, I mean, I've had better laugh years or years of laughter, but I mean, the little comedy that I watched that sent me laughing from my stomach, I'm really grateful for them. I'm grateful for the kindness of strangers. Yeah. You know, you just come into a random town and maybe you ask people for direction and they just like direct you in the most kind way. You know, you're walking, your money falls down and somebody calls you, hey, your money just fell, instead of them picking it and running away. You know, strangers do the most, really. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to get an education. Look at me now coming to podcasts and speaking English like someone that I've gone abroad before. I even though when I did this my Nigerian English thing, it just tells you that this person is still a typical Nigerian. But I mean, speaking English to start with, and not even just, I mean, speaking English is not just education. Having to exist in a world and be rational, and you know that is as a result of education, you're not a barbaric human being, or you're not somebody that just wants to be hateful and be selfish, and I've read widely, I've seen people, I've listened to them talk, and I know that hey, there is more to life than maybe just me. So I try to contribute my own quarter to the world regardless. So it's just as a result of education I'm grateful. I'm thankful for entertainment. I mean, all the movies I watch this year and the music I listen to, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the internet. I mean, you're listening to this podcast because your data is on, so I'm able to create too and do other things, be on social media and take advantage of education because of the internet. I'm grateful for good food and clean water. I mean, I can't even overemphasize how important those things are. They literally keep us alive. I'm grateful for autosave and spell check. You know, autosave is when you have open all these portals and accounts, and then Google literally saves some things for you, especially passwords. Because I know the amount of passwords I've changed, I cannot remember. When Google, I would just tell Google, impute the password that I cannot remember. I just put it there for me. So autosave, it has saved my life, really. And spell check. You know, when you forget the spelling of things like believe, you're like, does the I come before the E or the E before the I? And then the spell check gives you the correct thing. Just put it there and be going your way. I mean, saves lives all the time. I'm grateful for free will and strong will, you know. I'm grateful that me talking about me being a firmer person or me being somebody that can't stand bullies and all that is because I have free will. I have free will really to make decisions and also the strong will to follow them through. So I'm grateful for mutual respect, you know. People can just coexist and respect each other. You don't even need to like me, but just, I mean, respect my boundaries, respect my opinions. You can have yours, but then don't disregard mine regardless. Does that make sense? Disregard mine regardless. I'm grateful for diversity / individual uniqueness, you know. We're all uniquely different, so that makes us like a whole diverse group of people. Even apart from human beings, the earth is so diverse. You have so many trees, so many cities, so many different animals and all that. You just see the whole complexity, and that's the beauty of it. I'm grateful for a means of livelihood / money in the bank, be it the one I'm making or the one my parents are sending me or the ones I receive as gifts or the one I get through writing or anything. I'm just grateful for at least not having to beg for money, because I know what it means not to have, you know. So having to actually have a means of having it with me and providing basic needs for myself is actually a big deal. That it's something I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for innovations and new inventions. Yeah, I mean, all these new things that come out and you just see, you didn't even know you needed it until someone even invented it. And you're like, yeah, I could make use of, I can make do with this thing, that kind of thing. I'm grateful for lazy days, you know, days that you don't have things to do. You just sit down lazy around, press phone, watch film and all that. I'm grateful for solitude. Yeah, I mean, my just spending time with myself, by myself, alone, you know, things like that. I'm grateful for deep conversations. Oh my God. You know, if I must have company and it must be somebody that I can just like go and have deep conversations with, it's just a very beautiful thing. I'm grateful for people who dare to change the world. Some people that are like, well, let me just do mine and go, or let me just nobody can change it, let me just, but then they just dare to dream and think about ways the world can change, and then start putting effort into trying to change it, even though it's in the littlest way. Of it can be something as big as Elon Musk trying to get humanity to Mars and doing all this SpaceX and what Tesla thing he's doing. It can be as little as somebody trying to make the little world around them better by just smiling every day, you know, things like that. I'm grateful for gifts. I love gifts, so I'm grateful when I receive them. I'm grateful for sleep, that moment of rest. Apart from sleep, I don't used to rest, you know, just my mind being hyperactive and all that, but when sleep comes, it just calms me down. I'm grateful for memories, because memories bring back you. There are things we hold on to, you know, when the moments have passed, the memories remain with us. I'm grateful for help, you know, those little times when people just offer help, or when you really need help and you get it, and you know, it just saves you from being in a very in a situation where you're stuck or something. You get help from people and things are moving. I'm grateful for me, you know. I feel like, yo, the world would be a very incomplete place without me, you know. So I'm grateful that I'm here and I'm doing my thing. I'm doing this podcast, you guys are listening to it, and I'm this amazing person with my amazing mix of personality, skills and talent. I'm grateful for me, really. And finally, I'm grateful for family. I'm not even going to explain more. Go listen to the episode where I say my family is my greatest influence. It's just, I'm grateful for family. Yeah. Let's end it there. So in this year where I've just had things to complain about, I've still found about 30 things to be grateful for, and I'm grateful for that. So yeah, I'll end it here. You guys, take this opportunity after listening to this episode, list a few things or so many things you're grateful for, and see how blessed you are, you know, to have these things working for you or going for you. So I'll end it here. See you guys tomorrow. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?